Galatians chapter 6. Oh, I'm sorry, Galatians 5. Go to Galatians 5. We've got about 20 minutes or so. And some of what you're going to hear today, I have talked about before. I think it was on a Wednesday night, maybe last year. But the fruit of the Spirit we're going to be talking about today, we've gone through love, joy, and peace. And the next one, we'll see it in the verse. Love, joy, peace. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, if you're there, look at verse 22. It says this: But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and the next one is long suffering. Long suffering. Yes, sir, Eddie.
I realize
you do?
Patience.
Hey, there you go. I said, Eddie, this morning. So, what are you talking about? What are you teaching this morning? I said, yeah, we're talking about long suffering, fruit of the Spirit. So, what is long suffering, Eddie? He said, it means when you suffer long. I said, Eddie, all you did was switch the word around. He said, okay, then it means for a long time you're suffering. I said, just stop. But really, as funny as that is, I'm going to explain a little bit. It kind of does mean something along those lines. It's just, you don't just take the word and just put a space between it, and that's the definition. But we're going to be talking about long suffering. But you're right, Eddie. Part of long-suffering is patience. Part of long-suffering is patience. Patience is this: the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. That's patience. That's long-suffering. The word long-suffering actually, in this verse, now, the New Testament was originally written in Greek, the Greek language. So it was translated into English for the King James Version. But the word long-suffering here, the Greek definition, it comes from two words. I don't know the Greek words because they're weird. But what it means is actually long-tempered. The word suffering there is almost like your temper. When it says long-tempered, it means you kind of got a long fuse. You don't get angry so quick. You don't get upset. You don't have a little short fuse that something happens, you get annoyed, and you're suddenly freaking out. No. Long-suffering here means what the word patience definition is you can deal with these problems and trouble and annoyances and not get angry or upset. Some people, that's just in their nature to be a little bit more long-suffering. There's some people that they don't have to train themselves to have patience. It's just kind of part of their nature. They have a long fuse. I'm more like my mom in a lot of ways. I look like my mom a lot if you ever see my mother. But my mom had a pretty long fuse. I believe I get that from her. Not that I never get mad, but dealing with, you know, situations with some of you teenagers, Destiny's been on the bus a few times when it's been kind of crazy sometimes, and I have enough patience now. When it gets to a certain point, then the fuse, even though it's really long, it gets to the, but my mom had a long fuse. I think I kind of get that from her a little bit, where I can kind of keep anything in, and not that I never get mad, because you can control at the same time. But some people are the opposite. Man, they get ticked off immediately. They just, something happens, somebody annoys them, somebody says something to them, somebody makes fun of them, somebody pushes them, somebody does something like that. And it's not just like you're just kind of, okay, let me count to 10. No, it's, you don't need to count to 10. You've already counted to 1, and you're going to punch this person right in the mouth. It's that simple. And that's how you are. That's how a lot of people are. They don't have a long fuse. They don't have a long temper. They're not very long-suffering. Part of the long-suffering, the fruit of the Spirit, when I was studying about this, about not just long-suffering, but the fruit of the Spirit, when you get saved, okay, the Holy Spirit moves inside you, and He wants to give you these qualities: love, joy, peace, long-suffering. But you can't get those things just by yourself if they're going to last any amount of time. Why do you think that many people in the world today that aren't saved, they don't have a very long fuse? They are very short-tempered. They do get angry fast. They don't have the Holy Spirit living inside them. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, God wants to give us these fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, the list goes on and on, gentleness, goodness, faith. So you're not going to, you say, well, I just don't like to have patience. I want to tell somebody how I feel when I, listen, that doesn't mean you're not saved. But you can have long suffering. You say, well, it's just not me. Well, Jesus can help you. The Holy Spirit can give it to you if you are obeying Him. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit begins to convict you. If you're saved and somebody annoys you, and in your mind you're thinking of all these things to say or do, and you're getting mad, you're getting angry. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit can say, don't do that, don't do it. It's probably not the best idea. Calm down. It's the Holy Spirit telling you that. Now, sometimes people say, well, I'm not listening to you. I'm going to say what I want to say. But if you obey the Holy Spirit, keep your cool, keep your calm. Listen, you're obeying the Holy Spirit and you're being long-suffering. Jesus Christ, when he was sent to the cross, he didn't do anything wrong at all. But people beat him, they mocked him, they spit on him, they took his beard and ripped it right out of his face, and they made fun of him, and he didn't say one word. He didn't fight back at all. And he could have. He was the Son of God. There's a song that says he could have called 10,000 angels to come and destroy these people, but he didn't. You want to talk about long-suffering? Jesus Christ was long-suffering. So we, as Christian teenagers, need to learn to have patience. Not just in the big stuff, in the big trials of life, but even in the little stuff. Even when your brother or sister annoys you and you want to yell at them or push them or punch them. Hey, I have a little sister. I get it. I was a little brother. Okay, I am a little brother, so I know what it's like. But even the little things, you need to be long-suffering. I preached a message a while back on patience, and I want to go through the points. I'm not going to use all the same illustrations but I am going to use the point because it's what long-suffering is. It's what long-suffering is. Psalm 27, verse 14 says this, and I'll go over there and read it. It talks about patience and about waiting. And part of long-suffering, part of patience, Psalm 27:14 says this, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Part of long-suffering, part of having patience, Holy Spirit long-suffering from the Lord is waiting, is not automatically jumping to conclusions. Not saying the first thing that comes to your mind when somebody bothers you. Let me ask you a question. How many say, Pastor Donald, I have said things in anger that I regret? Raise your hand up. Okay, I'm not surprised at all that all of our hands are up because we all have. We all have. We've all given in to the flesh. The flesh and the spirit fight against each other. The Holy Spirit tries to get us to do right, and our flesh, our human nature, tries to get us to do wrong. Many times, the flesh wins. The Bible says, wait, I say, on the Lord. He will strengthen thine heart. God will give you the strength to overcome that, to be long-suffering, to have patience. Part of patience is waiting. No matter how annoyed you may get, no matter how many times people bother you, waiting. People say all the time, count to 10. Take a deep breath when you're frustrated. So that's stupid. Well, it may work for you. Some people it doesn't work for, but it may work for you. Do whatever it takes. Don't just fly off the handle. It's ungodly. It's sin. It's sinful to not be long-suffering, to just get mad so quickly. Listen, some of us get offended so quickly at the drop of a hat. That's not right. Listen, that's not right. Sometimes people are trying to offend you. They're trying to annoy you. They're trying to hurt your feelings. Listen, it's hard not to get offended. Believe me, I know. Here's from someone who has grown up and continually gets picked on, and it's never in, most of the time, not in people being trying to be mean, but gets picked on for looking young, for not being able to grow facial hair, for being short. Listen, I've dealt with that my entire life. I was the shortest person in my 7th grade class. Okay, I was 4'11½". Seriously. I'm like, I'm 5 foot. No, you're 4'11½". Like, shut up. I was so mad at the pediatrician. I wanted to punch her right in the mouth. But listen, I was the shortest person in my class. I'll tell you. There have been times, most of the time, people say a joke, they make a joke, and I'll laugh with them. I'll joke around too because, listen, I'm how God made me, and I'm okay with that. I really am. But there have been times when the flesh has had victory. When someone's made a comment or made a joke about me being small or short, and I can feel my blood start to boil a little bit, and probably my face starts to get a little red. And I don't say, well, you're a big, 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 fat, stupid head. I don't say that. But I may try to say something clever, which is not really clever, it's really wrong. But I'll try to find something about them to make fun of. Now, tell me, is that right? Tell me, is that right? How many of us have done kind of the same thing, maybe? How many of us, maybe, you felt yourself start to get frustrated? Your blood starts to boil. Okay, listen. I think most of us say we've been there. I know I've been there. And I have to guard my spirit. Because if I don't, if I always obey the flesh and someone says something and I say, yeah, well, I can think of a moment. I won't tell the person's name or even what I said, but they made a joke about me not being able to lift something or something like that. And very calmly with a smile, I said something to them, made fun of them. Now, did I yell? No. Did I get all veins popping in my forehead? And no. I was very calm. I had a smile, a grin on my face, and I made a comment to them. But in my heart, there was anger. In my heart, there was frustration. In my heart, there was no long suffering. There was just, I want to hurt your feelings. That's wrong. That's wrong. And if you are somebody that always has to have the last word, if you are somebody that constantly is picking on other people, maybe because you've been picked on, maybe that's the case. Maybe you were picked on, so you're trying to get over that by picking on somebody else. Listen, whatever the reason is, it's not okay. So maybe you get offended because people are really trying to offend you, but maybe some of you get offended when really nobody's trying to offend me. That's kind of how I am. Listen, when people make jokes about me like that, they're not trying to bother me. They're not trying to hurt my feelings. Most of them are just having fun. They're just being stupid. They're just having a good time. But I sometimes still get offended. Sometimes someone will say something to me. They'll come to me, and maybe they'll have a concern or a complaint about something, about me, about this, about that. And they're not trying to be offensive at all. They're not trying to be mean, rude, or anything. They're trying to help me in some cases. But my flesh, not the Spirit, not the Holy Spirit living inside me, but my flesh starts to get a little, who do they think they are? Tell me how to, you know, live my life. Tell me how to, you know, do my job. Who are they to tell? And that is not right at all. That's not, here. That's even back in secular jobs and in other places. Listen, we've got to be long-suffering. Got to be. Don't be a person, don't be a Christian that is easily offended. The Bible talks about being swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Slow to wrath. Not getting easily angered. Not getting easily frustrated. Not getting easily offended. To be long-suffering. Long-suffering is a sign that you're growing up. That you're maturing. Little Donald, this morning, when he finally woke up, he had a little chocolate Easter bunny that we gave him some last night after dinner, and we left it on the counter. So Donald this morning comes to me and is telling me that he wants chocolate for breakfast. And I said, no, I haven't chocolate for breakfast. What are you thinking? I know Uncle Jack's like, why not? I said, you're not having chocolate, buddy. Well, Donald didn't say, you know what, Dad? You're probably right. You know, there's a lot of sugar in that, and it is early in the morning, and scientific tests have proven that sugar in children can make them hyper. So, Father, you are correct in your assumption that I should not be having chocolate for breakfast. Donald did not do any of those things. Donald said, Daddy, but I want chocolate. I'm telling you, he seriously, and it was fake. He wasn't really, Daddy, I want chocolate. I said, no, you're not getting chocolate. Listen, there was not a lot of long suffering going on in Donald's mind right now at 3 years old, almost 4. But as you grow older, you're supposed to start to acquire some more patience, some more long-suffering, not getting so easily frustrated. When you don't get your own way, you don't throw a temper tantrum. You don't. I'll tell you, I saw a video. My wife showed me a video. Someone shared it on Facebook. It was this little kid, probably about, not little, he's probably like 10 years old, 10, 11 years old, in the back of a car. Did anyone see that? I am telling you. Mom was driving. Teenage brother was in the passenger seat videotaping his little brother in the back seat throwing a temper tantrum because he didn't want to go to his brother's doctor appointment or something like that. He wanted to stay home, but there's nobody home. I'm telling you, this kid, this kid in the back seat, I'm telling you, I wanted to reach through the phone, grab him around the neck, and pull his ear off. I mean, the kid was throwing the absolute temper tantrum of the century, screaming at his mom, calling his mom names, terrible names, screaming blood, 10, 11 years old. You know, I've seen 2-3-year-olds do that, and you're like, okay, you're training them, you're trying to teach them, 10, 11 years old. And the mom says this, I think I'm going to spank you. I'm like, you think? And then she didn't. She kept saying, you're grounded. And he said, no, I'm not. And he was, no, I'm not. You can't do this to me. You're not going to. And I am telling you, this kid, at 10, 11 years old, not saying you're totally mature, but you should have some things under control. He didn't. Part of the problem probably was that he wasn't trained. But maybe right now, as teenagers, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders in the room today, maybe you can think of a time in the past few weeks or month or even yesterday when something bothered you, somebody bothered you, somebody made you mad, and you weren't very cool and collected. You weren't very calm. No, you freaked out. And you started yelling. Maybe you started cussing. I don't know. Maybe you started swinging. I don't know. But you know in your heart that that is not something you have control of right now. You don't have a lot of long-suffering. Long-suffering, patience is a sign of maturity. You need to let the Holy Spirit teach you these things. You need to listen to what the Word of God says about patience and long-suffering and obey it and do it. Like I said, the Bible says to be slow to wrath. It's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. Not to be easily angered. Not to be easily frustrated. I don't know exactly I'm trying to think right now of times when I've seen any of you really freak out. And I can't think of many. So I don't live with any of you, so that could be part of it. I haven't seen you with your brothers and sisters at home. But if you are somebody that is easily frustrated, easily angered, easily flying off the handle, pray and ask God for strength. Pray and ask God for help. Start putting things into place in your life to help you with that. Even if it's something as simple as when you start to get mad, leave the room. Walk away. If you're in the middle of a conversation with your parents and you're just going to leave the room, that's disrespectful. But if your little brother or little sister is annoying you or your sibling's annoying you and you start feeling yourself to get ready to say something mean or do something stupid, then leave. Go get some fresh air. Count to 10. People said that. And really, people said, man, that really works for me. Stop. Count 10 before you say anything. Usually the first thing that comes to our mind when we're mad is not the thing to say. Because it's usually from our flesh. And we're just saying it in anger. Learn to control yourself. Teach yourself to have patience, to have long-suffering. Think about Jesus Christ and the long-suffering that he had, willing to go to a cross for you and me, to die on the cross, to forgive us of our sins, to give us a home in heaven. Listen, he could have, all those soldiers that were mocking him and making fun of him, beating him, listen, he could have taken care of business in a second, but he didn't. He suffered for us. He held his cool, he was calm, he knew exactly why he came to earth, and listen, he had patience and long-suffering and compassion. We need to do our best to model ourselves after the Lord Jesus Christ in that capacity, in every capacity, but in his long-suffering. Through the Spirit, long-suffering. If you don't have it, get it. Because you don't want to be a 25, 30-year-old adult with a temper. There's enough of those guys out there, gentlemen, enough abusive fathers out there that can't control their temper, so they start hitting. Ladies, there's enough dominating women out there and moms who beat their kids because they can't control their temper. I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of seeing news story after news story of parent beating their child because he had an accident in his diaper, or he didn't eat his food, or he did this. And these people are beating their kids, killing some of their kids in anger. Listen, learn to control it now. Learn to control it now. Because you know what, right now, you lose your temper, you might get grounded, you might get in trouble. You lose your temper as an adult, you're going to probably end up in prison. End up in jail. Really, with no meaning for your life. It's such an important characteristic that we have, that we need to have. And that's patience, long-suffering. Lord, we love you. Bless these teenagers. Lord, I know the lesson today was very, Lord, kind of all over the place. Lord, just really almost more of a challenge, God. But Lord, I ask you to help these teenagers, Lord. If any of them struggle with this, God, help them, Lord, to go to you for help and strength. Lord, we need to have patience. We need to have long-suffering. We need to have a long fuse, God. Please help us not to be so easily offended and easily angered. Lord, your word says, Lord, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Help us to be in your word. Help us to be in prayer, talking to you daily, God, and help us to be long-suffering. We love you. In your precious holy name, amen.